When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings, trying to forget my feelings of a flood.
Wow.
Teardrops. Rolling down on my face.
Ooh, this is a feel-good song in like 1975. We play this for to enjoy life. What's his name, the singer?
Morris Albert.
Morris Albert. I'd like to have Morris Albert at your party. He seems like a real uplifting, fun guy. Having a good time, Morris? Thinking about teardrops running down my face. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for coming. We'll just swing over, see if there's any more punch left. But nice seeing you. Thanks for coming. Yeah, it's taking us back to our old ways, you know, playing like songs from the 70s that you couldn't possibly imagine these being hits today, but here it is. This is a hit song.
Dance music.
This was on like a radio chart. Wow. All right, everybody. Thursday. Really bumming me out. It's like just putting me to sleep. Thursday, cover to cover.
Yeah.
We're coming back. Tomorrow, we're back at it on planes, right?
Mm-hmm.
On plane, Fort Worth, Texas. Tomorrow night, Fort Worth Hyenas. Friday night, Saturday night, Fort Worth, Texas. Home of the Longhorns.
Yeah.
The Longhorns just walk down the street. Have you been over to that part of the...
to the Stockyard?
Stockyard, yeah. Stockyard.
Yeah.
It's fun over there. I mean...
Pretty fun.
I've seen it 10 times now, so I don't know if I need to stockyard it up again, but it is interesting. You know, those longhorns, they're wild-looking animals.
Mm-hmm.
They got longhorns,
like
as advertised. So it's I went in there one time, it's like a barbecue. I mean, I know it's like probably for the people of Texas. It's like, it's for tourists. I'm like, well, I'm a tourist, so let me enjoy my life. So I've gone down there a couple times, and I don't know, I mean, we're in and out, you know, Friday, Saturday, and then home Sunday, so... I hope to see all of you guys there. Somebody wrote me. We talked about the Vegas, my Vegas shows that I just came back from. And somebody wrote me on Instagram or one of the Facebook pages or whatever. And they said, I was at his show Saturday and I didn't go up to him because I feel like I'd be bothering him. And my husband said, don't bother him. Leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to know I was at the show. And I would like all you to know, it's not bothering me to approach me. Okay. It's kind of what... I would like to happen because of several reasons. First of all, many people say, don't approach me when I'm eating. I'm quite the opposite. If I'm eating, especially with other people, please approach me because I want them to know I'm a big deal. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what. Many, many years ago, Alex, I got on a fucking, I don't know what, I think it was called America West Airlines. Not even in business anymore. Out of MacArthur Airport on Long Island.
Okay.
I hopped a flight in 19, I'm almost afraid to give you the actual date, but here goes. Because it's going to age me and whatever else me. 1988, Alex, I hopped on an America West flight out of MacArthur Airport to Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I did that was so one day, with any luck, people would come up to me and go, hey, I enjoy your stuff. That's the fucking reason I did it. So that's not bothering me. You're never bothering me, mm-hmm. ever, except, you know, the drunk people who, you know, talk too much or their husband's got to tell me they don't know who I am. Those, and they don't even bother me. We just have fun with it. But for the most part, 99.9% of the time, please bother me.
Yeah.
Because, there you go, I'll give you the example. Saturday night, the woman said, I don't want to bother him. He was standing there in the bar with the other comedian. And I was like, that's when you bother me. I need the other comedians to know I'm a big deal.
Yeah.
You come up and you go, hey, we really love this. You listen to cover, do whatever, you know. And that's what I want to happen. Just happened, just now. Carrying my daughter. Had to pick her up from school just seconds ago, people.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll probably be popping into this garage about five times during the recording of this podcast because she's in the house alone right now. I mean, in front of a TV, you know, yeah. But
she's safe, but
I mean, she's safe-ish.
Yeah.
Sure. There's a lot of sharp things around, but whatever. I think she'll be fine. Mm. So anyway, she wanted to stop at Gelson's, the supermarket, and get a treat. And because I had to tape the podcast, my wife's not here right now. I said, we'll get you something. So I get out of the car and a woman, we're walking across the parking lot. I'm holding my daughter. She's crying because she wanted to go to a park. That's too far. I want to drive to the park. And so she's bawling, crying, or had been. So the tears are all running down her face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm carrying her across the parking lot to go to Gelson's. And this woman goes, oh my God, Chris Frangiola. I'm like, well, not now. You know, and then my daughter doesn't really understand why people know me or how they know me.
Yeah.
You know, so then I have to explain fandom to my daughter. And that's not easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of four-year-olds can't really figure all that out, you know?
Yeah, you don't want her to live in your shadow.
Yeah, but anyway, she was a very nice lady. She ran down the whole list of who she loves, and you know, she listens to me all the time. And I love it. I like it. It does not bother me at all. That's why I follow some of these guys who on Instagram who are like paparazzi guys. And they just like stand in the streets of New York City and mm-hmm. just take pictures of people. They seem to get a lot of like... They must be down in like the Soho area of New York. They got a lot of Hugh Jackman. Okay. They always get Hugh Jackman just strolling and a lot of Bradley Cooper just strolling. Not going into like a premiere or something, just walking.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get like people going into the talk shows. I don't know. This one's heading into Hoda and you know, Jenna Bush Hagar. Mm-hmm. She's heading into that show. And they always act like they're so, I can't even look at people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have like tunnel vision into the building. I can't. Like, when do you get to that point where you're that, I don't know, whatever the case may be. But then again, you know, we were just talking about it a second. There's a stalker.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has a stalker or something. And
she got arrested again.
Yeah, in front of her apartment. And that shit's a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's something to that, you know, like we have to beeline in because there's people who want to murder us.
Yeah.
For no reason, just because they think we're their boyfriends or girlfriend. That's what... I don't know, stalker mentality, but isn't that usually what they think? They think, we were, because I saw you on TV, you're mm-hmm. my girlfriend, and now I'm going to strangle you. Like, some crazy shit out there. So if I was like a Taylor Swift or something, I'd run into my apartment pretty quick too, knowing that there were wackos out there. But anyway, I'm not afraid of you stalkers. So please approach me, especially when you see me with people. That's when you approach.
Yeah.
I need people to know what they're dealing with. Anyway, a lot of fun stories out there, a lot of fun ones. This one, maybe not fun, but in a way it is. In a way, it's just an odd story. I'm going to try and explain it. I think there's much more to come out about it, and it's probably going to be exactly what you think it's going to be. But I keep reading just the headlines, as I often do. I don't read the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
About three Kansas City Chiefs fans who were at their friend's house watching the Chiefs play the Bills this weekend. Kansas City Chiefs, they were in Kansas City or somewhere in Missouri. And they were found 2 days later after the game was on Saturday or Sunday. I'm not exactly, I forgot when that game was. And so they were found Tuesday, I think, frozen to death in this guy's backyard. And the guy who owned the house, who was at the party, mm-hmm. he said, I didn't know. I was sleeping. I fell asleep on Sunday. I woke up on Tuesday. And I didn't know my friends were frozen in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And now there's another guy involved. He said, I left the party early and I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. So here's three guys who are now dead, frozen to death, you know, because it was bitter cold, I believe, that day. And now whether they froze to death or they died of something else and then just froze mm-hmm. remains to be seen. But I would imagine it's something like that, right? This sounds an awful lot like, I don't know if you guys remember it. For us, it's more of a story, but you guys probably don't even care. It was a comedian by the name of Kate Quigley out here. We know her because she's like in our world. But she and her, like three other comedians went back to her house and everybody did coke. Coke had fentanyl in it. Mm-hmm. Three of the comedians wound up dying.
Yeah.
And she lived, but she said, I woke up like 2 days later.
Yeah, paralyzed.
And everybody was like dead around me. So this sounds almost exactly like something like that. And I don't know how or why it takes them so long to, I mean, I guess it's an autopsy thing or something. Or mm-hmm. Sounds like in this case, these guys, they need to let them thaw out for a couple of days. But I don't know why it would take so long for them to figure out that it was obviously, I mean, shouldn't there be something in the house where they're like, yeah, obviously they were doing coke or something. The table was filled with paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything like that. Because here's the thing. They didn't just get locked out of the house and then freeze to death. I mean, these guys could have hopped a fence or gotten out of the, it's not like they were locked in the backyard. Like, we can't get out of the backyard. We're mm-hmm. going to freeze to death.
Yeah.
So they must have died by other means, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But it is kind of a fascinating. Do you have any information I haven't covered? I mean, I feel like there's no real evidence of anything yet, right?
Yeah, there's no evidence yet. They were 36, 37, and 38 years old, the mm-hmm. three of them. And somebody, I believe he dragged them outside and waited 2 days to call the police is what Johnson Sr. had said.
Oh, so there is talk of... But why would this
guy... But even the cops are saying, we think that's ridiculous.
So they're saying there might be drugs involved mm-hmm. in this.
Yes. They're also, somebody had said, you know, he may have done drugs in the past, but I do not believe all three of them did drugs, fell over dead in that backyard.
That sounds exactly like what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're also, I mean, again, if you're trying to hide drugs
right.
from other 30-something, 40-somethings, you might go in the backyard to do them. That's not, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not going to say that during a game he didn't have some drinks, but he wasn't irresponsible. This the father had said, and he was not going to go outside without a jacket.
This is the guy who woke up a couple days later. Yeah, he said he slept for 2 days.
Okay, yes.
Which there's, I when someone tells me they slept for 2 days, I have a couple of reactions to that. One of them being, well, obviously there was something chemical involved in that, mm-hmm. and secondly, I'm a little jealous that people could sleep like that. I want just once, especially now with a four-year-old child, once I just want to sleep for 2 days.
Yeah.
And wake up like on a go to sleep on a Sunday, wake up on a Wednesday morning. That's what I want. Is that too much to ask?
No. I think you've earned it.
Yeah. Anyway, this also puts a crimp, I want to say this puts a bit of a crimp in my search for a bro status right now. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to be a bro. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the time. Next couple of weeks, I really got to cement this bro situation down for me because we have two games coming up this week, the AFC and NFC championship game and then the Super Bowl. So I really only have about 3 weeks left to really bro it up.
Yeah.
There is a thing called March Madness. That's the college basketball. And that's when bros really show off their stuff. But I'm not into college basketball, so I don't even know if I could fake that one. Mm-hmm. So I believe I have 3 weeks left in the football, bro. And this is really like, this seems like bro shit gone wrong.
Yeah.
This is when bro shit can go wrong.
Bro's gone wild.
Five guys go to the house to watch the Chiefs game and then they all freeze to death or whatever the fuck happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's not good. It's not great.
And it is peculiar, and that's why everyone is saying this either. It's absurd that you would think it's murder, or people are saying it's absurd that you wouldn't think it's murder, because right. it makes no sense.
But yes, the first, I believe the second one. It's absurd that you were, maybe not murder, but maybe some...
Well, somebody had made an accusation that they think they dragged three dead people outside and then called the cops 2 days later. Like after they had frozen, that was
what I mean. Well, we'll get to the bottom of this real quickly. I think some by tomorrow, the next day, we're gonna have some answers on this one, and it's probably I'm gonna bet there's some fentanyl involved in this one, and it hit everybody and blah blah blah.
Yeah,
I don't like the fentanyl acts. I don't get involved in it. Mm-mm. It's not my thing. I don't. Now I'm too, like, I was already freaked out on drugs. I don't do any drugs. I've never been a drug guy. I never did any drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's because of an after-school special I watched many, many years ago. Helen Hunt, I believe. You know, she went on to become a big star. But at the time, she was just doing, like, Disney after-school, you know, specials or drugs. And it was about angel dust, I believe, was the drug of choice at the time. And Helen Hunt did some angel dust. I thought she could fly. Went up to the top of the school and said, I could fly.
Jumped off.
Didn't get shards of glass in her. It was, I don't know. So right there, I was like, that's enough. I think I was the only one in the world that the after school special worked on. It was supposed to have an impact on people. I think most of it just actually encouraged people to do angel dust.
Yeah.
But me, I was like, I'm staying away from that. Helen Hunt can't fly. and then I came out to Los Angeles, and I was in an after-school special. I was in a Benny and the Roids. I've told you about this, right?
Maybe.
Benny and the Roids, yeah.
Is it steroids?
Steroids. It was about steroids.
I don't think you have told me
this. I haven't? Oh, Alex, I was in it.
You've told many stories. I'm sorry if I've forgotten. No, it bears repeating.
It's fine. I was in Benny and the Roids, and it was shown to high schools around the country. Maybe you guys, if you're of a certain age, have seen it. It was about... you know, the risk of steroids, and this one guy had gotten on steroids, and I was kind of the douchebag football player in the locker room. I had one line in it, and I leaned over, and he said he had a bad practice or something. The actor who played the guy, he was like a real bad actor. Like, it's so funny doing these things, and then 30, 40 years ago, whenever I did this, and just like seeing that nobody amounted to anything. Like, when you're doing them, you're like, oh, this guy's a big star. Like, he's the lead of Benny and the Roids. But now you know better. You're like, oh, this guy made $700 and he never did anything ever again. You know, like most of the people in these things.
You made $700 for Benny and the Roids?
No, I didn't. I'm saying the lead guy did. I think I made $50, if that. I did get a football jersey out of it.
Well, that's nice.
We filmed it over at Crespi High School right here. Okay. Had the McDonald's kids, I think, go to Crespi High School. I did. And that's where we shot it. And I, here's the line. You want to hear my line? What I say? I say, I turn, the kid has a bad practice. And he's figuring, what am I going to do now? And I lean over and I go, you better get on the roids, dude. It's your last hope. And I had to, and you hear the way I said last?
Yeah.
I said it a little differently than I normally said. Because the director was like, you sound like you're saying last weird. And I, at that point, my Long Island accent was very thick. And I think I said, you better get on the roids, it's your last hope. And I guy's like, I don't know, you're saying last weird. And I was like, am I? I feel like I'm saying it.
I feel like the line is just terrible.
Yeah, I feel like I'm saying it like everybody else is saying it. And he's like, I don't know. So anyway, I said it about 100 times. You better get on the roids, dude, it's your last hope. And then I started changing my voice. Anyway, turns out, I finally get to watch it. I don't know, somebody sends me a copy of it or something. And they dubbed my voice. This director hated me so much. She's like, this guy can't even speak. Why is he here? Anyway, in the final product, you'll see me lean over and say, you better get on the roids, dude. That's not my voice. It's like a black guy. He goes, you better get on the roids, dude. It's your last hope. So they dubbed my voice because they didn't like the way I said last.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And that was pretty much the end of my acting. I mean, I never really went on to do anything where I wasn't playing myself.
Yeah.
Ever again. Is Benny and the Roids on?
I'm looking for it. It is a Disney educational production. Yeah,
that's right. Disney. Big time.
Big time. Yeah, I've found it. I haven't.
I'm in it, everybody. I think I'm in two scenes. I'm in one scene where there's a fight, and I and I and And I, you just see me like breaking it up, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was really hamming it up, trying to get my face. Anywhere I saw a camera, I tried to get my face in.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 2 days
here, let's see.
It's so bad. Anyway.
I think you're right here.
I think I am. This is the scene. Yeah.
Who are you going to tackle? Ain't nobody small enough for you to tackle.
Get back to your little girlfriend. Better get on the road, dude. It's your last hope.
There I am. That was, see, that is not my voice. Wow, you found it.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
pretty good, Alex. That's why Alex is the biggest, the best producer in all of podcasting.
I do think they dubbed you, though.
Yo, they absolutely
dubbed me. I think the guy next to you, they just had him record
it. Yeah, they just had him do it. Anyway, well, Disney had to spend a lot of money to dub me out. Anyway, that's all very interesting stuff. You know, we talked about it on Tuesday, but it bears repeating. Everybody is talking about the snub of Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie on Disney. So much so that now I don't know what they're going to do. I feel like people are angry about it. Like they're angry. They think it's a slight against women.
Okay.
It's a slight against, it's everything that Disney, that Barbie was supposed to be about. You know, they nominated the guy who plays Ken Gosling, but they don't nominate the two who pretty much put the movie on the map. So now I know they can't. Or I don't know why they couldn't. This is what I talked about on Tuesday. Just say yeah, okay, you're nominated. We made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Now you're nominated. But now you'd have to, if you did that, then you'd have to just have them win.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's like a write-in thing, you know, like I don't know, the Academy, you know, like regular people can't vote. It's not the People's Choice Awards.
No.
It's the Academy Awards. But I don't know where it went. Like who's in the Academy? Obviously it's a bunch of, I don't know who it is. It's like a bunch of old people, right?
Yeah. I was at a friend's apartment, like real shitty apartment in Hollywood once. And the people that used to live there got their Academy vote things in the mail.
Oh, so you have it.
It was a real bad apartment.
Yeah.
So
there you go. So it's just people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's anybody who's,
I mean, honestly, it's probably just jealous actors.
In a way, I think you're probably right. And the other thing is they don't, it's not like they're, they've seen all the movies. It's bullshit. They've never seen all. And then they're like, oh, we didn't like Barbie, but we voted for that French film.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, but no, you didn't. You didn't watch that French film, you fucking bullshitters. So somebody is somebody's doctoring the numbers over there somehow, I think. So if you just doctor them to Greta Gerwig so everybody could be happy about it and watch your dumb show.
Yeah, you don't even have to give her the win.
No,
I mean, like you said, now you kind of would.
Yeah.
But you could have just done it.
I know. And maybe it'll give Jimmy Kimmel or somebody like plenty of things to joke about.
Mm-hmm.
And now will Greta Gerwig even go? I mean, I think they have to go because the movie's nominated for Best Picture and they're like producers on it or something. So, well, anyway, Billy Joel is for the first time in 15 years coming out with a new song. He announced it February 1st. I mean, not that anybody cares about that sort of thing, but and then he just announced that he's going to be performing at the Grammys too, which is exciting for me.
Yeah.
A lot of times I turn on the Grammys, I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. So to see an old man, Billy Joel, get up there, I'll thoroughly enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just one of those days where it's not of like a ton of stuff out there. But we do have, on a day when we are struggling for topics like we are today, we like to go over to a thing called Cruise News.
Oh, yeah.
We like to go over to Cruise News on YouTube and listen to just news about cruising. Cruising, you know, cruising like a...
Yeah, cruise shipping.
Not cruising like gay cruising, which I'd listen to that too if I could.
Yeah.
No, like cruising on cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Cruise News, and we've talked about it before, and I always get a lot of people commenting to me like, Chris, we love Cruise News. There's actually a podcast that strictly talks about cruising, and they mentioned us on the podcast that we talked about cruise.
Oh, really?
News. Yeah. They were like, they didn't make fun of it because people were, I guess, on edge. Like, wait a minute, what did they say about Cruise News? No, they talked positively about Cruise News.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm about to talk even more positively about it because sometimes I'll watch it before Alex gets here to see if there's anything fun in Cruise News. And now I see what people are saying. I see why it could be interesting. I was on one cruise in my life 30 years ago. Like, I don't care. I don't know anything about cruising. But for some reason, this guy who does Cruise News, you have his name up there?
So his YouTube is actually called Cruise Radio. And his name is Doug Parker.
Doug Parker, that's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Parker, best in the business.
Best in the business.
I mean, if you're looking for cruise news, this, I mean, you said there's other people doing it, but there's no Doug. This is Doug. Doug Parker is the Michael Jordan of cruise news.
Absolutely.
Now, we had one. We just listened to any random one, and it's just interesting. It's a lot of, you know, like we talk about, a lot of shenanigans going on the cruise ships. That seems to be the news, mm-hmm. always. It's somebody fell overboard, somebody jumped overboard, somebody this, somebody that. So what is today's cruise, like the cruise news from the one we listed?
Today's cruise news,
what do we got?
Is the world's largest cruise ship.
Viking names their new ship. Cruise News Today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida.
Of course it is.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Here's my boy.
Cruise news for Wednesday, January 24th. Well, the world's largest cruise ship, Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas,
was christened
in Miami last night. The ship, 250,800 gross
commercials for this
tons,
ship on
nearly
1,200 football games.
Feet long, mm-hmm. has become a global sensation.
It is.
It can host nearly 8,000 people across 20 decks with 8 neighborhoods. And on board, you'll find the largest water park at sea. A 55-foot waterfall, 6 water slides, over 40 dining and entertainment spots.
This has got to be, for Doug Parker, this has got to be the biggest news ever.
Mm-hmm. The Icon of the Seas is set to embark with guests this weekend, January 27th.
Oh, it's going, the Icon of the Seas is taking off this weekend?
Yeah, it's christened.
Wow.
With the rest?
All right, shut up, Doug. I'd like to invite Doug over to my house for a football game, let him freeze in my backyard.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty cool guy. So that's the Icon of the Seas. Everybody's talking about this Icon of the Seas.
Did they say it has 8, multiple neighborhoods?
Yeah, he said it's 5 neighborhoods.
What?
They should have a bad neighborhood on
there.
Yeah. Isn't the whole thing a bad neighborhood?
Yeah.
That would be exciting. I'd like to go on that. That sounds like they got a water park.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that something I want to be on, or is that hell? I don't know. I just don't know
whether. It's hell.
Is it?
Yeah. And then the news we were looking at yesterday was they'd banned a guest for hanging out on the...
Yeah, she walked out.
She went over her railing and onto the roof.
Carnival.
Yeah.
There's a whole... You know, carnival's wild.
Yep.
But I'm not speaking from experience because I don't go on cruises. So maybe some people like carnival. I don't know. Isn't that always a joke that carnival... I always thought it was funny that carnival... You go on their ship. The one cruise I went on was Carnival Cruise. And they have... you know, they have a big stuffed guy walking around, a mascot or whatever. They have a mascot walking around the boat. He'll take pictures with the kids. And the mascot is a smokestack. It's like the famous, you know, carnival smokestack that comes. Mm-hmm. I was like, everyone's posing with a big old toxic smokestack. Like, can't they come up with a better mascot than the...
His name is Funship Freddy.
Funship Freddy, yes, exactly.
Yeah, he's roughly 6 feet tall and normally decked out in his customary crew staff uniform.
But isn't he just a smokestack?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
Practicing my cruise news.
Just admitting, yeah, that's pretty good. What is his name, Fast Time Freddy?
Funship Freddy.
Funship Freddy. somebody's got to be in Funship Freddy's like outfit. That's one of their, somebody's job, Funship Freddy. That's when I went on a carnival cruise. It was nice. But for some reason, whatever, there was like a hair show on the one I was on. Like, you know, people doing hair, like a show. Mm-hmm. Actually went to serve. Like, you get so bored. You're like, what's playing in the theater tonight? They're like, people are doing a hair show. And I went. Like, what the fuck do I know about hair? But I watched it. People cutting hair. And then like all the stylists were on the cruise for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to, sweet talk several of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was Funship Freddy that week.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Oh, different time, everybody. A different time. LA Times, Alex. The LA Times is a newspaper here in Los Angeles, California.
Mm-hmm.
Sad state of affairs. I was painting with my daughter yesterday. We were painting stepping stones, Alex.
Ooh.
We have these little stepping. Somebody gave them to us for Christmas or something. Paint your own stepping stone. So last night, around 5 o'clock, we were going to sit down and watch TV, or we were going to do something, which as a father, you're supposed to actually do things. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You can't just sit in front of a TV. I would, but people discourage that. They say, you got to do things with your children. It expands their mind. That's what they tell me.
I feel like television makes them smarter.
Tell me. You think my daughter learned anything from me? Everything she's learned is from television. She speaks an English accent because she watches a pig that's English. That's not because of me. But anyway, we sit down to paint some stepping stones yesterday on 5 p.m. And I want to put some newspaper down on the kitchen table. We say kitchen table, but my wife's like, nobody says kitchen table anymore. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like it's the table in the kitchen.
Yeah.
My whole life, everything in my life revolved around the kitchen table when I was growing up. Everything. You did, you know, we lived in a house. There was no office. Oh, I'll be in the office doing my work. You did your homework. We never did homework. We were too stupid. But everything, games, we never did that either. But I would imagine people who did game night and homework, they did it at the kitchen table. We did everything at the kitchen table. But now I say kitchen table, my wife's like, it's not, I don't know. She likes dining room table.
I mean, but you have a kitchen table.
That's what
and
I said.
A dining room table.
Thank you, Alex. That's what I was trying to get.
And you have another
Thank
dining
you.
Table.
Thank you. I was trying to get to that. Thank you. That's all I wanted people to know, that I have several dining rooms. Anyway, so I want to put newspaper down. And then I, you know, because there's no newspaper anymore. It's just gone.
Yeah.
You can't even find anything to put down. So I was telling my daughter, you know, I used to use newspaper to put it down. And you had newspapers everywhere. They were accessible to you all over the house. My father, like, just stacked up newspapers next to his reading chair. And they'd stack up, like, pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, can we start throwing some of these out? Said, no, I'm saving a couple of the articles. And you know, just, man, I mean, this high, 2 feet before we started throwing out the newspapers. So there was always, you could always put down newspapers or anything. But now I don't know what you put. So I put down, like, you know, parchment paper. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's paper you cook on.
Mm-hmm.
I had to put parchment paper down.
And?
Anyway, we sat and we painted stepping stones.
Oh, did the parchment paper work?
It worked. I mean, you didn't get any paint on anything, which is that's what I was kind of going for. But I'll tell you this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do when we both start painting, okay? My wife's painting. I'm painting. We all have our own stepping stone, okay? My daughter's, obviously she's fucking up her stepping stone really bad because she doesn't have the motor skills to paint, you know, a quality stepping stone.
Yeah.
I do, however. I can paint the shit out of a stepping stone. And I was taking it pretty seriously, and I was thoroughly enjoying it. And then at one point, my daughter turns to mine because she sees it coming out great.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, oh, let me help you with yours. And I was like, no, you got your own. I got mine.
Yeah.
So you paint yours. I'll paint mine. Mom paints hers. That's how we do it. And my wife's like, let her help. She wants to help you. Let her help you. I'm like, well, let her help you. You know, she's going to ruin mine.
Yeah.
So this thing's coming out great, and she's going to ruin it. She's not going to help me. She's going to ruin what I've done.
What'd you paint on there?
Well, I mean, I can go, Alex, I can go get it and show you.
Yeah, if I would like to see it.
You know what, Alex? How about this? One day, you'll be stepping on it on your way into the garage because it's a stepping stone.
Oh, okay.
I will probably put it somewhere prominently displayed.
Yours
that
and
everybody could step upon it.
Yours will be out front.
No, we're not putting Beckett's out there. People think we got some sort of, who knows what's going on in this house with that ugly thing in here. Just, it's all brown. I'm going to mix purple with yellow. It's going to make brown.
Yeah.
And she doesn't believe me. Anyway, so she wants to come over and get her brown paint on mine. And I was like, let's not. And my wife's like, are you seriously going to, are you seriously taking this stepping stone painting seriously? And I was like, kind of. Yeah.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, and I like the look of my stepping stone. I'd rather not be ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's ruined. Of course, she came home. She trusts me. I know what I'm doing. And next thing you know, she's just painting everything brown. Everything's just brown. Anyway, so there's that. I forget, why did I bring that up? Oh, newspapers, the LA Times. That was my point. The LA Times, everyone, is laying off 122 people. I can't believe that there's even 122 people left over at the LA Times, or any newspaper for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
It is a sad state of affairs. I mean, the fact that it's, you know, come to this, but that's just life. Life just moves on. You know, you gotta, I guess like I do, you gotta just step aside and say, I can't. I mean, you always have memories and you hope to hang on to those. I mean, some people lose theirs, but you hope to just have memories and go, there was a time. I could bore my daughter to death with this shit forever. There was a time when newspapers, but it's over now, right?
Yeah.
And if you were working at the LA Times, you got to be like, oh, shit. I mean, the writing was on the wall. The fact that you're even, so you knew it was coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's a real boring story I decided to tell you. So, are you ready for the new year? Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning and sets you up for success in the new year. Skip the grocery store's prep work and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door with over 35 meals to choose from per week, including options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons, you'll have a ton of nutritious and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Pretty good, right, Alex?
Yeah.
Getting real good at reading. Anyway, you guys know how much I love Factor. We got them here in the refrigerator, and I actually, when I'm done with this podcast, I run in, I microwave them up 2 minutes, and boom, I'm enjoying healthy, fun, delicious meals. They offer loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what's going on in my schedule. And I'm busy.
Yeah.
Alex, you know that. You can see it. Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals with offering protein plus and keto, and I could stay on track and look gorgeous doing it. And I highly recommend Factor. Alex loves to do, he says to me every time he comes into the garage, he goes, Chris, can I do a call to action to the people?
Mm-hmm.
He loves the fans.
I do.
And he says, I like to call them to action. Mm-hmm. So now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Khan's call. Get ready to get up and run to the phones, as they used to say, for our friends over at Factor. Go ahead, Alex.
Head to factormeals.com/cover2cover50 and use code cover2cover50 to get 50% off. That's code cover2cover50 at factormeals.com/cover2cover50 for 50% off.
Thanks, Factor. Okay, this is an interesting story, and for this next story, we have an expert that we're going to call. We rarely do this, but we're going to have a call in right now and speak to an expert on this story. That's the production value on this podcast is very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
Can we go ahead and make that phone call and get... Yeah, here we are. Just give us a second, everyone. You know how phone calls work. Rings a couple times, then the person hopefully answers.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sarah Colonna?
Hi, this is Sarah Colonna.
Hi.
Is this Chris Frangiola?
It is, yes. This is Chris Frangiola over at Cover to Cover here with Alex Khan. We do a podcast out of the garage on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I listen when I have time, you know?
Yeah, sure. Many people do. Listen, we're big fans of yours over here. Not of your podcast or of any of your award-winning acting over the years. We're fans of the fact that you are one time an employee of Hardee's restaurant. You know what Hardee's charbroiled thick burgers is what it says on there.
Mm-hmm.
On there, that, I guess that's their catchphrase: charbroiled thick burgers.
They do make a delicious charbroiled thick burgers. I can verify that as I work at Hardee's. I started from the bottom as a biscuit maker, and then I worked my way up to drive through.
This is perfect. You said you were a biscuit maker?
Yeah, I used to make the biscuits.
Wow. Did you know they were made from scratch, Alex? Did you know Sarah Colonna worked on biscuits?
I did, yeah.
Well, you're the perfect person to have on the line right now because we wanted to talk to you about that Hardee's is bringing back that fan favorite heart-shaped biscuits are returning on February 1st for Valentine's Day.
I did not make heart-shaped biscuits, I have to admit. And if they ever had asked me to, I would have said sure, and then just given people regular round biscuits and claim to have not hurt anyone, because that sounds like a lot of extra work. However, I would like to eat a heart-shaped biscuit.
I know. Well, on February 1st through February, I believe, 15th, you can eat a heart-shaped biscuit at Hardee's. How do you feel about that as an ex-employee? Are you excited that they're bringing back the fan favorite?
I think it's exciting. I think that's great news. I wish I could still get a discount there.
Type of discount did you get? Did you guys get a discount?
Like 30%. Yeah, 30% off.
30%?
Just when I was working. Mm-hmm. Only when you were working. If you tried to go in and get one when you weren't working, you basically just had to get someone to slip you, you know, a burger under the table.
Yeah, yeah.
No discount when you weren't on shift. But I will say, I don't really have a lot of faith that people are going to put a lot of effort into making these like perfect biscuits.
Right.
If they're like me, they would get there at 5:30 in the morning and be a little pissed off about being there.
Yeah.
And so if someone ordered a heart-shaped biscuit from me, it'd probably end up on the floor right. and then in their bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, the good thing is the biscuits you used to make, the just big old round ones. I would imagine in America, more people's hearts look like that than actual the heart-shaped biscuit. So you're probably on the right. If you're eating at Hardee's, I would imagine your heart looks not like the actual fun heart we all know. It looks more like a big old biscuit.
That's a good point. That's yeah. a really good point.
Now, yeah, can I tell you what it says about the biscuits? It says biscuits made from scratch with extra love is what they're hearty goodness is what they're advertising. Now through February 14th, get your heart-shaped biscuits. February 1st, it starts. Did you have anything to do with the cinnamon and raisin biscuits?
They're delicious.
Oh, you know them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did have something to do with them. I used to also have to put those in the oven. I feel like mm-hmm. the made from scratch part is a tiny bit of an exaggeration.
Right. Right.
It's not like I was back there, you know, whipping together ingredients and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. You weren't like mixing in a bowl. Stuff. Yeah.
No. It was like a big, you know, bag of stuff and I put it in pans and put it in the oven.
Yeah. So you just fingered uncooked dough, more or less.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, because the reason why I bring up the cinnamon and raisin, you're probably asking why you bring up cinnamon and raisin. In November, they brought back cinnamon and raisin. That was a fan favorite for over 20 years.
With it icing. Says. Icing. Ooh. Yeah. And they had icing. Mm-hmm.
Now, who applied the icing?
A little packet. Yeah, if you got them to go, you had to put the icing on yourself. If you went through the drive-thru, they could be little packets of icing. Yeah. But if you ate in store, you would usually get the icing on there.
Wow.
If you bake them that way. Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that they ever brought those back either. So it's pretty exciting news. I want to go back home to Arkansas.
Now, what is Hardee's, what do they got like on their menu these days? Is it just hamburgers? It's Carl's Jr., right? Here?
Yeah, here it's Carl's Jr. bought them, but did in Arkansas it's still called Hardee's, but it's just owned by Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to one in a minute, but I can tell you that they used to have the Frisco burger was probably the best thing on the menu.
Is that right?
The sourdough burger. Yeah, it was like on sourdough with Swiss cheese
wow.
and bacon, and it was grilled.
Yeah.
And it had mayonnaise on it. Yeah.
Oh, are you saying Frisco? Mm-hmm. Frisco?
Frisco, like yeah. San Francisco. It was like a, you know,
I first thought you said, burger. I thought you said Crisco, like there's just that, that oil lard. And I was like, now that sounds like something that makes more sense. But Frisco, not Crisco burger.
I think the Crisco burger is also on the menu, to be honest.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, we're happy. Now, can we ask you another food-related question while we have you on the line?
Absolutely. Please.
Applebee's. Are you familiar? Do you know it? Have you been?
I like to call it Applebee's, and yes, I have been.
Applebee's? Why is that?
Applebee's, because it has an apostrophe S. So
Applebee's. Oh, I got you. Yeah. Applebee's. Okay.
Yes, I've been. I can tell you probably a lot of things about Applebee's. It's basically the fanciest place to eat in my hometown.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we over here at Cover to Cover, we don't mind what they call casual dining. But people, it's going away. Anyway, Applebee's, in order to get people back in, is offering a date night. Did you hear about this?
No.
They sold for a year. You could buy a $200 pass, a year's pass to Applebee's, and you could eat there like once a week for $200. Like you buy $200, is called a date night pass, and you get to go once a week and eat there.
For the whole year?
Yes.
$200?
Yes.
Oh, they're going to regret that. Yeah.
Well, it's sold out. It's already sold out. It sold out in seconds, it said. And people are, and now I saw some guy talking about it online and what a great deal it is. Like you got to order the high, you go right away. Applebee's is rolling out a $200 pass for date nights for a year. The chain's new date night pass offers up to $30 in food and non-alcoholic drinks per visit, up to 52 once a week. You could go in on a date. What do you think of something like that?
$30-something a week for the whole year, and you only paid $200 for it?
Yes.
It's alcohol included.
It no. says non-alcoholic drinks.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
This is going to be didn't they do this at Red Lobster? Didn't they sell a bunch of lobsters, and then didn't the ocean run out of lobsters or something? Didn't they do some kind of
Yeah, you know what, Sarah? Yes, the ocean did run out of lobsters. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, when they because they said you could get all you can eat lobster for a certain amount of time,
yes.
and then the lobsters left. So I feel like this is going to be a problem for Applebee's. I think people are going to take advantage of it.
Well, the pass went on sale Monday, January 22nd, and they only had a limited amount, and it sold out in 4 minutes or something.
Oh,
so maybe it's a good thing. Maybe people are going to go back to Applebee's and discover that it's not that bad.
They're gonna go over on their bill, and mm-hmm. that's what Applebee's wants, right? They're gonna go over on the bill, and they're gonna say, "Well, but I have a pass." And they're gonna go, "No, you only get to spend $30
yeah.
a week," and then they're gonna have a lot of people arguing with the manager. But
yeah, right. And then we're gonna go on YouTube and watch the people fighting, full on fist fights about going $5 over on date night. Yeah,
exactly.
So that should be fun.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, listen, if anyone listening has a pass for a date night, I'll go with you.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for coming on here and telling us. Well, we learned a lot from you. We learned a lot about biscuits, which we knew you'd be. And I had no idea that the lobsters had all left the ocean when they found out Red Lobster was running a deal. So that was that was breaking news.
They did. And yeah. I just want to suggest to anyone getting the biscuits, the heart-shaped biscuits at Hardee's, don't forget to get the gravy. Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, okay. Does that come on the side as well for dipping or?
Yeah. It comes in a little plastic container if you get it to go. Once again, you can get it on your biscuit if you're eating in store. So it's really up to you.
Well, fantastic.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. You have any shows coming up you'd like to plug?
Yeah, you know what? I'll be in Spokane February 1st through 3rd next weekend.
One of my favorites. Spokane Comedy Club. Oh, go see Sarah Cohn up at the Spokane Comedy Club. I love it up there.
Good time. And I have a whole bunch of other dates on my website for saracolona.com. So you guys can go look it up.
And your podcast with the wonderful newly engaged Mary Radzinski.
Mm-hmm. Are you my podcast? Edited by Cover to Cover Zone Alex.
Yeah, edited by Alex Kahn, who's sitting right across mm-hmm. from us, thrilled about this biscuit talk.
Yeah, well, yeah. As he should be. If I still was able to get my hands on any biscuits for you guys, I would. But
well, we're very happy that we were able to get you. We know you're very busy, and we're happy that you take some time away from drinking wine to go out into the back alley of the wine bar that you're at and talk to us next to a dumpster. We appreciate it.
It's exactly what I just did. No problem. I figured.
Yeah. Well, we love you.
Brought me back to my Hardee's days, to be honest with you.
Well, good. Great. So everybody go out and get the heart-shaped biscuit. Could potentially be made by Sarah Colonna. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know why she would go back and make them. But listen. All right. We love you, Sarah. We'll let you go back to wine night.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. See you at Applebee's. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, and one final story before we get out of here. Thank you to Sarah Colonna for calling in and some expert information on biscuits and some other. She had a lot to say on Red Lobster and Applebee's and some other things. So that was fun to have her chime in. Our old friend Kevin Spacey. We love Kevin Spacey over here. We've talked about him a lot. And it was always an interesting conundrum Kevin Spacey is in because he has been... on trial for different things and whatever. I'm not exactly sure the details of some of them, but anyway, I think what had happened, and I'm not exactly sure, so just bear with me. I think he was acquitted of several, if not all, charges at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So the question we posed to everybody was, all right, now that he's been acquitted, he was put on trial and he was acquitted.
Yeah.
Do you let him back in? Like, can he come back into Hollywood and be the Kevin Spacey that we all knew and loved years ago? Probably not, but why not? All right, the guy went through the rigors of the trial and it turns out he just says he's innocent. And if he probably would have said in the beginning, hey, listen, I'm a gay man who liked to talk to guys at the bar. Some of those guys, I don't think... from what I remember, now once again, don't hold me to this. I don't think anybody was like underage, and there was that Anthony Rapp thing, the actor who said that he carried him to at a party or something, and he was, whatever. I don't think, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
None of it's great, but anyway, for the most part, from what I gathered, he was just like you know, chatting up boys, not boys, like 25-year-old guys at bars, from what I remember.
Yes.
Once again, don't hold me to it. So, and he was acquitted of most of these charges, as far as I know, and some of the cases were just flat out dropped, so he didn't have to go through the trial. Anyway, Kevin Spacey is now getting back into the public eye after his acquittal in London last summer, and a lot of people are not too happy about it. Anyway, okay. Here's the deal. The controversial actor is scheduled to appear at the Mad Monster Party in 2024 in North Carolina next month, a three-day convention dedicated to all things horror and pop culture. Other stars, Kiefer Sutherland, Lou Diamond Phillips, Taron Manning, Jason Patrick are all going to be there.
Yeah.
Now, we talk about these things all the time. These are these conventions or whatever they're called.
It's the last place to make a quick
buck.
Make a,
and in some cases, they do get like big-time stars. Yeah. You know, some of them are huge, and they'll pay a lot of money to get a Kiefer Sutherland's a pretty big star. Lou Diamond Phillips is pretty big. And
So,
to get these people there. I don't really know the horror films they've done, but I mean, I guess Kevin Spacey was in Seven.
I imagine they're getting Frank Underwood for that.
Who's Frank? Oh, yeah, Frank Underwood.
From,
but this is a horror one. So yeah. Frank Underwood was from the Netflix.
Yeah, they did say pop culture. I think he's always in the Frank Underwood character.
Anyway, yeah. So he's going. Clearly, the organist is jazzed, touting his accolades and selling photo ops. No selfies at the autograph table. If you want to pick, you have to shell out. Oh, you want to pick with Kevin Spacey? $225.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. $225. The photo opportunities are themed. February 16th. Oh, he's doing a Usual Suspects one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And on Saturday, oh, he's doing, you ready for this, Alex? You weren't wrong. Here you go. On Friday, he'll be doing a Usual Suspects film and then a Q&A or whatever, and then he'll take pictures after that. Then on Saturday, he's doing Seven, like I said. And then on Sunday, he is doing some House of Cards. So there you are. Basically, his greatest hits, it says. Now, it didn't take long for people to voice their outrage. People are outraged. They said, unequivocal terms to find the organist reprehensible for having Spacey perform. Okay. Where do you stand on this? Is it reprehensible? He's been acquitted.
Yeah.
The cases have been dropped. Some of it, as he says, that's hearsay. So why can't the guy at this point, I'm not saying this is right or wrong, I'm just posing a question.
Yep.
Why can't the guy at this point go out and make a buck? Where do you stand on this, Alex? Go ahead and ruin your career now by saying, hey, let him go out there and have fun.
Get on out
there. Yeah, enjoy your life.
If he wants to carry me over his shoulder, I'll come.
Exactly. It's one of those things where you can't win. You know, if you say, let him make a buck, then you're fired.
I remember that one of the things everyone got upset about was he kind of came out and said, when he got all these accusations, he went, but hey, everyone, I'm gay. Like that was
yes.
Like he kind of came out.
He never admitted it before that. I mean, there was always been rumors, but he never said it.
Yeah.
And then when things started to go down, you know, he was like, yeah, well, I'm gay. And all the gay, you know, a lot of gay people like, really, now you're going to come out and say
you want
gay?
Our support?
Yeah, right.
But so, I mean, he got the support of Elton John in his last trial. And
Elton John prominent did say gay something. Community members. Yeah, he said that he was at a party at his house. Yeah, Elton John,
well, like, Elton John
stood up for him or
provided
something.
Provided photo, like he came out with all these photos from the party, one of the parties in question, and the kid wasn't even in them.
Right.
Which,
we don't want to ruin Elton John's career.
No.
So I don't know if he's that. They asked Elton John if he had proof that he was at the party. Elton John gave the proof.
Yeah.
Whether he was said, I think he had to. He was subpoenaed or whatever to do such things.
Maybe,
if that's the word.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Oh, I thought it was interesting. It's is on a slow news day, but it's a kind of an interesting story.
I mean, my other question is, do we know that, I mean, he's a big get. I'm sure, I would not be surprised if they reached out to him, but a lot of these things are, you know, people, it's like a farmer's market. You're getting a booth, right?
Yeah.
You go and you're, it's a business opportunity for you. So,
yeah.
I mean, we don't even know if this organization reached out to him or if he reached out to them.
Right.
We don't know.
Listen, it's a good get for something like that. Right now, I just read a couple of names and Kiefer Sutherland, who I like.
What's he doing? 24?
I mean, I'd probably be 20. Maybe, no, he was Lost Boys, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's, that's a pretty big one in the horror genre, I think. So Kiefer Sutherland could probably make he's going to get a lot of money
to
get Kiefer Sutherland there. I used to know him a little bit.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
He was a bit of a drinker. I don't know if he is anymore.
Mirabelle?
But he was a bit of, no, he used to go to a bar right by my house. It used to be called, oh my God, what the hell was the name of it? I used to go there with Sarah Colonna all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's now closed down or something else, but it used to be called shit. It's not going to come to me. It's just, it's one of those memories that's gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in there a lot, little tiny bar in Studio City. And one day, he liked my jacket. I had like an army jacket on. I think I told the story. And we traded jackets.
Was that the bar over on Pass?
Yes.
Was it that one?
No, it's on Moore Park and whatever.
Okay.
It'll come to me in a second.
Okay.
Once, when this show's over, we've already gone back inside the house, mm-hmm. It'll come to me.
Okay.
But anyway, the Starlight, that's what it was called.
The Starlight.
Starlight. And anyway, I'd see Kiefer in there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Kiefer and I traded jackets. He gave me his, like, little, he had like a mechanics jacket, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had an army jacket. I gave him mine. He gave me his. And when I tried to put his on, I realized, oh, Kiefer Sutherland's 5'6", you know, 112 pounds.
Yeah.
I can't. His jacket was like a little child. It was like putting on Beckett's jacket. So I could barely fit on. But anyway, we made the switch. So I did. It's gone now. I don't have it any longer. But for a while, I had Kiefer Sutherland's jacket, and he took mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun to trade jackets with Kiefer, a drunken Kiefer Sutherland. I think he's cleaned it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually have to, right?
Kind of gotta.
Yeah, there's videos of him, like, there's one video of him where his friend bets him to jump into a Christmas tree in, like, a Macy's or something, and whoa. Kiefer Sutherland just dives into the Christmas tree. I think he was a drinker.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Isn't that
sounds kinda, like it?
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's it. What more can we talk about? We got to, you know, we talked all. We're talked out. We got to get out of here. We're heading to
Fort Worth, Texas.
Dallas Fort Worth Airport DFW, and then on to Fort Worth, where we'll be seeing many of you this weekend. Wild times coming, everybody. Election, we are in it. New Hampshire primaries. Blah blah blah. I know this is something you guys are touchy about, but from time to time we may touch upon these stories just because it is part of the world, part of the culture, part of the fun of life. It's going to be interesting.
And for the next year, there will be no way to not.
I know. And Jon Stewart,
oh yeah,
has decided to come back to the Daily Show. Mm-hmm. There's been talk of, because Trevor Noah has left, and then they were doing some guest hosts here and there, and people would always ask, who are they going to do? Who are they going to replace Trevor Noah with? And now today they announced that Jon Stewart is coming back to The Daily Show.
Mm-hmm.
But he says it's just for the election coverage the next couple of months or year. He'll be there for the election.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's fun. Jon Stewart's fun to watch. And
he's
blah,
the
blah,
original.
Blah.
One of the original.
Yeah, he pretty
know.
Much is the OG of that type of stuff. All right, on to some football games next week and all that kind of fun stuff. And we're back with all that. Come see us in Fort Worth. Come see us in all the places we're coming, Philadelphia, Louisville, Lexington, Kentucky, and more in the next few weeks. Philadelphia, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
All of those coming up in the next few weeks. Frangiola.fun has all the tickets. I'm on Juicy Scoop today as well. You can catch me on Juicy Scoop and Cover to Cover, which you've probably just listened to. And what do we got to get out of here on, Alex? Anything fun?
A little bit of just a cruise classic.
Ooh.
Anytime, some classic yacht rock. But if you're going cruising, if you're going around the ports, keep an eye out for Brandy.
Fine girl.
Mm-hmm.
What a good wife she would be.
Yeah.
But, you know, these guys, the sea was their woman. That's what they say. Sorry, Brandy. We got a looking glass?
Looking glass. I don't know if we've ever done this one.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think, right? Looking Glass?
They should be.
Great song. Poor Brandy. I hope she met. Brandy reminds me a lot of Yams. It was a person we talked about. I don't think she ever really got the love that she deserved, you know?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. We get better. We have some that are good, some that aren't. You know, I don't know where this one lands, but we had fun.
Mm-hmm. Breaking cool. biscuit news?
Yeah, I think it was pretty good biscuit news. Yeah. You can get a heart-shaped biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nice. That's for Valentine's Day. February 1st. Get your lover Valentine's. Valentine's is... I don't know. It does nothing for me. Like, that's one of those holidays I just don't... You know,
participate.
Yeah, like yeah. My wife and I, we've always kind of just decided, what are we going to do? Go out to a restaurant and
be packed.
And buck the crowds and stuff. Yeah. We go to like a place called Fat Burger. No, we go to Carney's. It's this train car that you and Beckett likes to go. So we go there on Valentine's Day. Me, my wife, and Beckett go to Carney's. And it's fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
We dress up. I wear a suit to Carney's like an idiot. And then I put on a suit one time. I was like, what is that? And I was like, it's a suit. She goes, yeah, but it's like, you know, suits are like weird. You can't, I don't know how long you're supposed to keep them for because you're spending a lot of money on them for like one event.
Mm-hmm.
And you get it for like a wedding and where am I going to wear a suit? And next year the cut's different. You know, next year you put it on, you're like,
too many buttons.
Yeah, it's not the way the suit works anymore.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I don't want to throw it away. I spent fucking $600 on it, but you got to throw it away because it's just the way the world works. You're not going to wear that suit ever again. So that's what happened with I got this suit that I loved. And I put it on like 2 years later to go to college just for fun. And my wife's like, oh, you look, what is this? Like, where'd you get that suit? It's got 9 buttons. Its pants are too big, you know, wide legs, you know, and all the, what do they call the things in the front? You used to go
pleats?
Pleats, yeah. Like, that's all gone now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, you're right. And then you just throw it away. Yeah. I wore it once.
For like 6 months, they went for that Euro style above the calf. Exactly. And that's gone already.
No, the ones all the I see. If you watch The Bachelor, you know all those guys getting out of the limousines to go, you know, say some dumb line to the girl. They always have to stop when they get a limousine to fix their tight ankle pants.
Yeah,
you know, and then they move on to tell the girl some dumb joke or sexually harassing. All right, everybody. There you go. That's my suit rant. So anyway, we'll be doing that Valentine's Day. We have more to say about Valentine's Day in the next coming weeks. You know, we'll cover some Valentine's news. Bye-bye.